Well, okay, the talking about castrating him, is there any other expression you heard besides castrate?
No, I don't know much about hogs.
Well, do you know what the hog is called after he's been castrated? And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you said the calf began to...
Lassie, do the same thing that a sheep would do, blight.
Okay.
And, I don't know whether that word's used for calf or not.
Yeah, that's one of the words that's used for calf. What about the cow? What noise does she make?
She moves.
And the horse?
The donkey, he hoofs. I don't know what the horse does.
The gentle noise that a horse makes?
A neigh.
Or the one gentler than that. Have you ever heard whinny or nicker?
Yeah, I've
laugh.
Yeah, I've heard those. I've read.
What did you hear it? What did you hear it called?
Well, I don't know that I've heard the word as much as I've read it. I've seen it a number of times. Whinny or neigh.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go out and feed
the stock.
What if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth?
Well, feed the poultry.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called
a layer.
And a place where you keep hens.
Chicken coop.
Okay. And you know when you're eating them, chicken, the bone that goes like this.
And that is the pulley.
Okay.
Pulley bone.
Are there any stories about that?
Yes. As a little child, I was taught that you can make a wish, and two people hold the bones, and the one that got the biggest side of the bone, with the largest piece, would get their wish granted.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
I don't know. A lot of different inside parts.
What are some of the parts that you eat?
Oh, I don't know. Of a pig? Well, you have the ham. You have the shoulder. You have the ribs. And you have backbone. And just a lot of other things.
What about the insides, though?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, something like liver or something like that? Or
well, liver and lights from pork.
What about the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
Oh, you're talking about the... Well, the nice word for those are casings. When you put sausage in them.
Any other word for it?
Yes, but I can't think of it.
What about a dish that you can make out of that, but you'd have to clean them out real
quick? I know what you're talking about, but let's see. Chitlings.
Okay. Did you ever hear of haslet or harslet or pluck or... And,
what is that for? What does that mean?
I think that I've heard haslet is like haslet stew that you can make from the liver and other things. But say if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Well, no, I would just say that. It's time to feed them.
Okay. And now this...